The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
On the Huddle this evening, Janet Wilson is with us. Hi, Janet.
Good to talk to you. Hi, how are you?
Jen, I'm very well. And Josie Bagani in our Wellington studios. Hello, Josie.
Hi, Larry.
All right, first to you, Janet. We've spoken about this before, but I think things have changed over the last week. So the Brexit is down to the wire. Remain are now polling in front, trending in front as well. Late surge for Remain. It's close. I think it'll depend on the turnout and the don't know vote.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And if you only have to see the BBC One debate at Wembley Stadium last night to prove the passion that the British are feeling about this issue. I think that we will remain. They will remain. I think there has been that late turn. I think that the death of the Labour MP Joe Cox, did that play a part in it? Yes, I think it possibly did play a part in it.
I think that's a good point, Janet. So what do you believe is happening here, Josie? Because the murder of Joe Cox, the polls actually turned after that. That can't be just coincidence. I don't think anyway.
No, and also, you know, there's been this huge movement of kind of anti-politician, anti-expert, you know, no matter whether it's the OECD or the IMF putting forward some facts about what will happen post-Brexit, or whether it's just a plague on all their houses, politicians are all awful, they're crooks, they're in it for themselves. The murder of Joe, I think, has really dented that sense, you know, that the public have gone, they can see in someone like Joe Cox what a good person she was, what a decent person she was. She was doing it because she wanted to serve her local community up in Yorkshire. She had passionate views. And I think it's made people think, hold on a minute, actually, maybe we're not anti-politician. Maybe we're not anti-establishment. And let's just look at the facts.
Right. I've got some graphs in front of me, Janet. And 18 to 34, you know, they want to leave. They want to stay. They want to stay. 18 to 34, they want to remain. Aged over 65, most of them seem to want to leave. But see, there's 19% in all of this. 6% aren't going to vote or don't know or whatever. 19% don't know. They don't know which way to vote. It'll depend on turnout and what happens on the day, I think.
It will. And it's been said that the more people turn out, I think the more the Leave vote actually has a chance. Is that the case?
Well, I think it's the opposite, Janet, because the biggest swing vote here has been working class, traditionally Labour supporters have been the biggest swing. And so you have to think, because this is not simply a left-right issue now.
No.
And I think that'll be key. So you're right, Larry, it is young people and they're less likely to go